The mission is to provide support and protection for mothers who become pregnant through rape and their children, and to ensure that the rapist does not have rights.
Is this a, this is a big problem, mothers having children after rape?
According to the Center for Disease Control, it's estimated that there are over 32,000 rape-related pregnancies in the United States every year. And the overwhelming majority of them choose to give birth. Between 15 to 25% choose abortion, over 50% choose to parent, and then about 25% choose adoption. And so that is, when you look at the numbers of children being born in the United States, that's about 1% of the population. It's a lot more common than people think.
I'm surprised that the men who are doing the raping would be concerned about the children that are born.
Well, it's a strategy that is used to get her to drop prosecution. And so several of our board members became pregnant through rape, and they had to fight their rapist for custody. One of them is now an attorney. She went to law school because of this injustice that was done to her. And she wrote a very important piece for the Georgetown Bar Review, and it's on the rights of men who rape. And it's very telling, but there's not a single law in the United States that properly protects rape victims from the rapist having rights. There's only less than 24 states who have any law at all that provides for termination of the parental rights of men who rape. But every single state requires a rape conviction. And that's a problem because it's estimated that only 1% of rape victims ever see their rapist convicted as charged.
Why do you think the law is like that?
Well, Shawna Pruitt, who wrote that piece for Georgetown Bar Review, she says that because of the way we talk about women who become pregnant by rape, that really the belief is that these women don't really exist. That, look, a true rape victim needs an abortion. A true rape victim couldn't possibly love the rapist's baby. This doesn't happen. They're not giving birth. We get demonized and marginalized. We're called the rapist baby. We're called demon spawn, horrible reminder of the rape, monster's child. And so the presumption in our society is just that these children are unlovable and that these women don't exist. So they don't need protection.
Is this the same in developing countries or in other countries outside of the United States?
I do know that in other countries that these children are often demonized. And especially when you're talking about war-torn nations, because they're from a different ethnic group or different tribe, and sometimes with very different appearances. And so they're definitely demonized.
And you said that you were conceived by rape. Can you tell me your story?
Well, my birth mother was abducted at knife point by a serial rapist. And she actually went to two back alley abortionists, and I was almost aborted. But we were both legally protected from that. And today she's very thankful. Actually, 2 years ago on her birthday, 22 years from the day we met, she and her husband legally adopted me. And, you know, she says today that I'm a blessing to her. And I honor her, and I bring her healing.
Do you know anything about your biological father?
Yeah, she shared more in the last several years. I don't have DNA proof. And unfortunately, there used to be what's called the statute of limitations on rape back then. It was repealed in the mid-70s, so I can't get a court order for DNA. But the man that she believes raped her, his last murder was the day after I was born, and he's serving life in prison.